Foxy 107.1, 104.3, the Triangle's only station for today's R&B and classic. So if you haven't checked out R&B Divas, oh, you are definitely in for a treat. Two new members on the show, and I am talking with Angie Stone. Angie, how you doing? I know you've been busy. You got a lot of things going on, but what was it like when you were first approached to do R&B Divas?
Well, actually, I was focused on the first season and didn't really work out. When they came back the second time, they had the right conversation with me, and so I decided to do it because I thought it was necessary to get involved and kind of impart some of my experience on the women.
There's a lot of talented women on the show. Like you said, you want to, you know, maintain things and keep them in check. How do you keep them in check? Because I noticed you and kind of Kiki White been kind of, you know, having little words. What is going on with that?
What you see is what you see. I don't really get into it with any of them, mainly because I'm above that. So what you see is me just trying to diffuse the attack of the enemy. And I look at it like, you know, a lot of people can't stand up on the truth. They can't stand up on the pressure. But it is what it is. And if you keep watching, you'll see how it unfolds. I mean, some people just need to grow up. And I think that example, to lead by example, you got to know when to hold and know when to fold.
And if you're just tuning in on Foxy, I'm talking with Angie Stone, singer, actress. She's on R&B Divas, one of the hottest shows on TV One. And you say that you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them. You got a secret weapon that you like to keep these ladies in check with. What is that secret weapon, Angie?
Jesus, that's
not normal. So lay the hands of the Almighty on you, right? I hear you.
Well, you know, I just being careful with that because I don't want people to go overboard. That's something that I do normally because, you know, some people can go overboard with religion, but for me, I just think to be, you know, have the full armor of God when you walk out the door is all the protection you need now. Am I a perfect person? No. But I know that he is perfect, so I walk with him, you know, protect myself.
Now, all this talent on this show, is there? Are there talks of you ladies going on doing a tour? Because, I mean, all of y'all can get on the stage and just blow like crazy. Like, wow. Is that under consideration?
Well, absolutely. That's something that's being talked about. It's a couple of big tours being talked about at the moment. So it all depends on which one, you know, you attend. I think it could be anywhere and any spot they get on the tour out of the collage of women if it's successful.
It's just like your career is just leaps and bounds. It's just gone on, you know, in a whole different direction. You've taken it to a whole nother level. What do you attribute all that to?
But I've always been doing film and television. If you recall, I've done Moesha, I've done The Fighting Sensation, got to do Wild Style. I've been Chicago to play. Television is now reality TV. When I did Celebrity Fit Club, well, was more than 10 years ago. So I just think it's just been, over a period of time, it's just becoming more popular now because so many other people are being given the opportunity to resurge their careers. Mine never went away. I've always, you know, managed to keep it on the road. You can recall I did theme songs for the Girlfriends show. A lot of people didn't know that, but I've always been a person.
Well, I must say, Angie, you are a one talented lady. You are doing the darn thing. And, of course, if you just tune in, I'm talking with Angie Stone, R&B Divas Atlanta, one of the hottest shows on TV One right now. It comes on, Wednesday nights and 10 o'clock?
Wednesday nights, 10, and, you know, you need to be on board. And I want people to know that they can get at me on at Real Angie Stone is my real Twitter page and connected to Facebook, and I'm on it every day, all day. So get at me.
All right, Angie, I'm going to like you on Facebook and Twitter with our radio station and, you know, stay in touch and see what you're doing career-wise. And I must say, I enjoyed you in the play Love Lies. You did an excellent job in that play. I'm like, this young lady, she's what else is next for you? I mean, you're doing it all. You're singing, you're acting, you're on film, you're on TV.
Well, what I'm doing now is getting ready to launch a new show that I'm the director, producer, writer, and executive producer on with a team of people that I'm really excited about. So keep watching. It won't be long.
All right. Much love and continued success to you, Angie Stone, and thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You have a great day as well.
All right. Bye-bye.